Swarm to Table is a three-day event later this week on the UW-Madison campus, and it focuses on promoting insects as a food source for humans. It includes an art show, cooking demos, a gourmet dinner, and a bug and beer pairing. One of the featured presenters is Chef Joseph Yoon. He's the executive director of Brooklyn Bugs and an edible insect ambassador. Swarm to Table is one stop in a multi-city college tour he's on. Chef Yoon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Now, in a lot of American cuisine, eating insects is not really on the table, but there are other cultures, right, where it's more a part of everyday life. Where could we look for some inspiration?
That's right. You know, it's fascinating because, indeed, 80% of the world's nations already eats edible insects. And for us, it's really being able to give the opportunity to shift people's perceptions from insects as pests and then really be able to separate edible insects, something that's sustainable and farmed and harvested for human consumption, something that's nutritious, and our focus, something that is also very delicious.
Talk about that sustainability angle before we get to the deliciousness. That's a case I've heard a lot for, as you say, raising bugs to be eaten.
Right, correct. So the UN's FAO, that's the Food and Agricultural Organization, address the issue of food scarcity and sustainability and how we will responsibly be able to produce enough protein in 2050 when our population balloons up to 9 billion and we're essentially looking at having to double the amount of protein. Because the insects produce far less carbon emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, because they take far less resources like water and feed compared to traditional livestock, but have a comparable or greater amount of protein by weight. It's something that the UN endorses and really a big part of the motivation behind our work as well.
Now, as a chef, you probably meet a fair amount of people like me who are like, okay, maybe rationally open to the idea, but we've got to overcome, I know, a squeamishness about eating insects. How do you win people like me over to actually give it a try?
Well, first I try to what I said before, is separate the idea of insects and as pests and edible insects. And then I also employ a wide degree. It's almost like just like a huge onslaught of all sorts of different foods. Would you like something hidden, like maybe something baked in baked in a bread or perhaps made into pancakes or waffles? You don't even have to see it. Would you like something that maybe is crusted, like a crusted fried chicken that has cricket powder that's in the crust? This is really something for everybody and not something that we're trying to say give up all the other forms of protein, but rather how about incorporating it into your diet even once a week or as an ingredient in your pantry, because even that kind of addition by a small portion of our population will have a tremendous impact on our environment.
Talking to Chef Joseph Yoon. He'll be speaking in Wisconsin this week. He's with Brooklyn Bugs. He's an edible insect ambassador. What are some of your favorite recipes to make? And let's say ones where we see, we have an idea of what we're eating. It's not hidden in that bread or that waffle.
You know, so there's a very fascinating transformation that I've witnessed when people eat like a scorpion, for example. And I've seen people come in to an event and go, there's no way at all that I will, no chance I'm going to eat that scorpion. But then as they work their way through the menu, because I usually have these like tasting menus where I serve like 8, maybe 12 dishes. And as they work through the menu, they gain some courage. They're like, okay, I tried that cricket gougere, little French cheese puff. I tried that guacamole with some grasshoppers on top. And they build up their courage to eat like a Manchurian scorpion and just simply prepared, torched on top of a wonton with a cucumber, really to highlight the scorpion. And when they eat this scorpion, I've seen this transformation, this accomplishment where people feel like they've conquered their fear. And they walk out with this sense of, wow. And I know that when they are meeting their friends and their friends are like, so how was your week, Rob? What did you do? They'll be like, I ate a scorpion.
Yeah.
And this sort of feeling and this sort of sense of victory is so transmittable. It's like infectious. And so when people are like, oh, wow, I just saw Rob and I just saw Judith and Mary. I saw all these guys like eating insects. And it looked delicious. They served it in all sorts of different ways. I mean, I think some of the ways we're going to be making mealworm sourdough bread with the help of Slow Foods and a team over there at University of Wisconsin. We're going to be having crickets with parsnip and Wisconsin cheese. We're going to have termite juniper wild rice with local rants and mushrooms. I mean, it's really a wonderful array of different foods. Of course, we're going to have desserts. We can't skip out desserts on anybody either. So it's just a really fascinating sort of experience for people to allow themselves to kind of push something so personal like what you eat and what you put into your body, and for them to think, you know, I hear that it's sustainable and it's nutritious. I see the food, it looks delicious, and I'm willing to, let me try this and see what happens. And so it's always like a really wonderful experience for me to be able to have the opportunity to share this food, and we really can't wait to join everybody in Madison tomorrow.
Now, as a chef cooking termites or grasshoppers, do you have a source? Are there people in the United States or I guess importing who are growing supplies of edible insects?
Absolutely, yeah. So I have three primary sponsors that provide all my products. And so they have just been so, and they're actually donating all their product for this entire college tour that I'm on right now. And so they take great. And in some cases, they're farmed. In other cases, they're harvested and imported. For each insect has a different sort of story. And this is on a totally different topic, but blockchain technology may help us have a way to track and responsibly source, make sure that everything is traced and properly sourced. But that's a topic for probably another conversation as well, though.
The blockchain, that's always really easy for me to understand. But seriously, are we closing on a point, Joseph, where a home cook can find a recipe online, find a source for ingredients, insect ingredients, and cook something up at home?
Oh, absolutely. I wasn't sure if I was able to. I'm happy to name my sponsors, but I wasn't sure.
Sure.
If that's... EntoSense, there are wonderful sponsors that provide me with the bulk of all the insects that I get. And then we have Entomo Farms. They are a wonderful source for all my cricket and mealworm products. And Mercy Mercado for all my grasshopper and gusano worm products. And EntoSense, thankfully, they help to provide a wide range of dozens and dozens of other insects. And they all have online markets where you could purchase their products. And there are also wonderful cookbooks like David George Gordon's Eat a Bug Cookbook, which is actually written in 1998, if you can believe
Wow.
it. And there are other cookbooks like on eating insects. That was written by the Nordic Food Lab. And there is a wide array of resources that are available. And a lot of what I try to do is provide inspiration for home cooks to be able to go, you know what, all Joseph did was make some fried rice and add crickets to that. I could do that at home. And so I try to make things that can relate to people so that it doesn't seem so foreign, and things that will be crave-worthy. And then I also try to push the box a little bit and think a little more elevated so that I can also push people who may have a higher culinary acumen who might be like, oh, you know what? Some of those dishes seem like they're right up my alley to make like a risotto with ants and, you know, maybe doing like certain different sort of dishes. So I try to provide a really expansive array of a variety of dishes to really show how broad the applications are for edible.
That's fantastic. Thanks to Jeff Joseph Yoon, Executive Director of Brooklyn Bugs and an Edible Insect Ambassador. He'll be at UW-Madison this week for a 3-day Swarm to Table event. You can look it up online, Swarm to Table.